Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren here, and I want to invite you to my new home, The Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. It's the official home of country music broadcasting live from Nashville to the world. Get the latest on country music, from your favorite artists to the hottest songs climbing up the charts. Oh, and it's commercial-free. Hear it all on The Stormy Warren Show, weekdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Download the free TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. Or ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway,
inhaling and long exhale out.
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us is the first baseman and big-time slugger for the Arizona Diamondbacks in Christian Walker. Christian, it's Zach Gelb here in New York City. Appreciate the time as always. How are you?
I'm great, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So some way to start off that game last night, just a tremendous energy in that stadium when you and also Corbin go deep back-to-back.
Yeah, that was great. You know, it's cool knowing the Rays are coming in. Obviously, we understand what they're capable of and what that offense can do. So, you know, to be able to go out and get off to a good start and jump out to an early lead, that was cool. It was exciting.
I didn't know if your home run was going to clear the fence or if it was going to get brought back. When you were round in third, it looked like you had some words or there was some confusion maybe with the third baseman. What happened there when I was watching that replay early this morning?
Yeah, just confusion. I've seen a Rosarena do that before where he ends up catching it and then kind of just sits on the ground there. So I was honestly just trying to figure out if it went out or not, or if he had it in his glove. I couldn't tell. And then Diaz was just letting me know that it went out when I was rounding third. I was trying to look past him to look out into the outfield, and we made eye contact, and he just gave me the home run sign. So once he said it went out, then I was pretty confident.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys were talking smack there for a second.
No, that was a good interaction.
Christian Walker here with us. So Corbin Carroll has been a huge storyline for you guys. We got to see him a little bit last year. He's been unbelievable this season at the age of 22. Looks like he's going to win the NL Rookie of the Year. Just how do you describe what you're seeing out of him day in and day out?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's fun to be a part of. It's fun to watch. He's the real deal, man. He works hard. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He's humble. He's smart. He understands everything's intentional. He doesn't do things without it, you know, having the proper intent. He's a professional. Everything about him from top to bottom, it's a lot of fun. I'm glad we're getting the chance to be teammates, and you know, obviously hitting behind him is awesome as well.
You know how it works in this game. It sometimes takes a while to get going. Well, I know what you just said about him, but at all, is it a little bit surprising where the hype was that he's been able to meet it and also exceed it so far?
You know, it's not a matter of him being capable enough. It's kind of like you said, it's just like on the stage, you know, at the high level, it's like the game is hard. Like there's no doubt he was going to figure it out eventually. But to get off to this start, I mean, it's just a tribute to, you know, how much of a rock solid mindset he has.
Christian Walker here with us. You guys are going to play your 81st game of the season tonight. You're 48-32. It's been a tremendous season for the Arizona Diamondbacks so far. Going back to spring training, there was talk about you guys could be good and your team is young and up and coming and you have the right mix of veterans, like a player like yourself. What type of team did you think you had before the season started?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this was kind of all part of the plan. Like, you know, it's hard to tell exactly how your team is going to respond in the heat of battle. And, you know, when you need to run late or when you need to put up a zero, those are the details that it's, you know, you kind of wait for the season to see how we shake out. You know, that to me, that's the team's identity. And, you know, the resiliency we've shown this year has been great to be able to tack on runs late and, you know, our pitching staff has been great, keeping us in a lot of games. But, you know, just overall, I would say we're not surprised. You know, this was, you know, all part of the plan. And, you know, I don't feel like we're doing anything outside of ourselves at the moment. We're just, you know, we're playing clean games and, you know, we're a really good team.
You know how this is going to work. Right at the halfway point, people are going to ask the question, will they continue the success in the second half, or are they going to come back down to earth and maybe not be as good as the way they played through the first 80, 81 games of the season? Why is the moment not going to be too big for this team down the stretch in the second half of the season?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think when you show up every day and you expect a certain product on the field and you set a standard for ourselves, for each other, and then you go out and you execute, it doesn't feel like we're getting lucky. It doesn't feel like, you know, oh, things are just going right or the baseball gods are on our side. Like, yeah, it takes some fortunate things to win a baseball game. Winning a baseball game is an extremely difficult thing. But that being said, I feel like feeling like we can win even when we're not at our best just gives confidence in those moments when you need the big game, when you need the big run. You know, I don't think we're going to be trying too hard. We're going to be prepared and we're going to be confident and we're going to be stoic and, you know, it's going to fall into place.
Do you feel like you guys have all the pieces to go make a run this year and be playing in the Fall Classic in October?
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know, personally, I've never been on, you know, I've never been on a World Series team. I've never really gone too far into the postseason. So being brutally honest, I don't really know what to expect. So it's hard to say, yeah, for sure we have what it takes. But based on what I've seen so far, you know, I'm really confident in this team. I love my teammates. I love, you know, the staff we have around us. Everything it's a lot of fun showing up to the park every day. And I think when it's truly fun and you enjoy it, I think those are the things you can hang on to take you late into the season.
Well, Christian Walker, off of that, we know Evan Longoria has seen basically everything that the game has to offer. And he's 37 years old, hits the home run up against the Rays. We all know what he did in Tampa many years ago. Just what does he bring to this team, bringing in just a solid veteran like that, that could still be productive on the field?
Yeah, he's great. He's everything. You know, I grew up watching that guy play. So it was like, I'm like, man, I'm looking forward to get to know this guy, and I'm excited to have him as a teammate. And then you get to know him, and everything even gets better. He's a great communicator. He's a professional. He treats everybody the same. And like you said, he's got the experience. So, like, you know, when we need a veteran voice, or, you know, when you got a question about something, to go to Longo and know that you're going to get like a no judgment answer, and it's going to be a really good answer, and it's going to be helpful, and it's corrective, and you know, it's just a great, great guy to have around the clubhouse for sure. And on top of that, you know, he's hitting the crap out of baseball.
How crazy is this for you? Is it kind of surreal? Because you're 32 years old right now. You're a veteran leader on this team. We all know the college career that you had as a Gamecock at South Carolina, winning the two College Baseball World Series championships, to now be a seasoned veteran where you're on a team that looks like they can go make a run. Is that kind of crazy how quickly life has hit you?
Yeah, for sure, man. It's good. It just adds to the perspective. I feel like it's helpful when I look back, and, you know, I can appreciate how fortunate I am to be in this situation and to have gotten, you know, the opportunity from the Diamondbacks to, you know, to show what I can do. And, you know, it's humbling, man. It's humbling, and it's exciting and motivating, and it's all the good things. And, you know, hopefully I can do it for a while longer.
Give me a little vibe here, Christian Walker, on the importance of Ketel Marte to this team, because he's reached safely now in 20 straight games. It's the second time he's done that this season. He's been unbelievable.
Yeah, he's great. Another guy, like, knows his role. You know, he's not going to try to go above and beyond. He's going to be rock solid for you in the moment when you need it. His defense has been great. His offense, obviously, is there. He's a guy who doesn't say much. He kind of lingers in the shadows a little bit, and I think it's intentional. He's a private guy. He's a great teammate. You know, he doesn't take the game too seriously, very lighthearted, but, you know, a great, great teammate as well.
Christian Walker, sometimes a team's just ready to go take that next step. Last year, you guys were 14 games under 500 when the season was over. Right now at the halfway mark, you're 16 games over 500. For you, what's the biggest difference when you look at this team, having a good understanding of the locker room, the biggest difference from last year to this season?
You know, I would say just, you know, confidence, overall confidence. You know, I think when you're winning games and you can prove to yourself that you're a good team, you know, the outside noise doesn't matter. You don't care about people's opinions, or you don't care about the latest story or the latest drama around the league. It's about you and your brothers in the moment, and going to battle every night and having each other's backs. And, you know, when I think about this team, it's a close knit group, and we have a lot of fun, and it's very lighthearted, but when the bell rings, you know, we'll be there.
Last thing I'll ask you, Christian Walker, just want to bring up Shohei Ohtani. Last night hits 2 home runs and 10 strikeouts. You're playing right now in a game where Ohtani's doing things that we've never seen before. As someone that's a student of the game and being able to watch this and following it, and I'm sure guys in the clubhouse are talking about what Ohtani's doing out there with the Angels, just how do you kind of process this greatness that we're seeing right now in the sport?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, as a hitter, it's so impressive to watch what he's doing. The consistency, the power, the average, the plate discipline, and then on top of that, you know, he's an ace. So it's like, it's kind of hard to like wrap my head around sometimes to witness what he's doing. But yeah, I mean, he deserves all the credit he's getting and all the attention. He's an amazing, amazing player, and looking forward to competing against him here in a few days.
He's Christian Walker, has 16 home runs on the year, 54 RBIs. Arizona Diamondbacks right now sitting on top of the NL West and having a tremendous first half of the season. Christian, appreciate you doing this. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Let's walk instead of drive. Talk instead of text. Stay out late and count the stars. Let's get back to the things that matter. Welcome to Kinston, a new site of Sentara in Loveland, Colorado, for people seeking a new home in a new kind of place. Where homes are full of character, life is full of variety, and community means people spending time together. Models are open and new homes are selling. Join us at KinstonSentara.com.